Let's move on to item 738, please, which is findings.
Appeal of Keegan Flanderka, Works Partnership Architecture, against the Design Commission's interpretation and enforcement of Section C2, Promote Quality and Permanence in Development, specifically in regard to the proposed exterior cladding for Jupiter Hotel expansion located at 910 East Burnside, LU15276553DZM.
Okay, Council made a tentative decision in this case. Unless there's any questions or comments, we just simply need a motion to adopt the findings.
So moved. Second.
And I just want to state for the record that the findings that we have on our council agenda refer to Malarkey asphalt siding, but the decision, which is what the Bureau of Development Services will go by, correctly said that my motion was for Malarkey legacy asphalt siding, which is the more expensive and more durable. And that was one of the reasons that we chose that.
Catch.
So well done, BDS, for getting that right.
All right. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Fish?
I'm pleased to support the findings. I just want to make a brief comment, Mayor. We appoint people to serve on citizen bodies, including commissions, and we ask them to do really hard work. And the Design Commission, the Planning Bureau, we have lots of bureaus led by citizens whose job it is to reconcile sometimes conflicting code and make their best judgment. The members of our commissions are not infallible, but they generally get it right, and they are hardworking and deserve our praise. Our process, however, has an opt-out that allows for an appeal to council, where the council makes the final say. And I thought the hearing we had on this matter over two different council sessions was very illuminating. And I think the applicant made a very compelling case as to why we should provide a little flexibility in this instance to allow them to innovate with a non-traditional material. And here's my takeaway. We are a city that prides itself on innovation and wants to be noted as a place where design and art and culture flourishes. So in an instance like this, where a successful owner of a hotel is ready to make a huge investment in expanding their footprint, and they not only want to try something different and innovative, but they want to partner with a local business that makes a product that can be used in a new and different way, I think it's appropriate to give them the latitude to do that. And for those who worry that we're setting a precedent and opening a Pandora's box, every time we allow someone to innovate, we set a potential precedent. But ultimately, we have to see whether this works. And if this doesn't work, then I assume that other developers and architects won't be coming forward with this suggestion of using what has traditionally been a roofing surface on the exterior walls of a building. But I think it's important that we send a clear signal that we are open to innovation and that we want to give people the chance to experiment. And I think on this instance, we got it right, and I'm pleased to support the findings. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
I too want to thank both staff and the Design Commission for your excellent work on this project. And land use reviews, by definition, are situations where reasonable people can disagree. And I think that that's what the council did. For me, one of the swing points was that the Malarkey siding is made here in Oregon and that that's supporting a local small business. So I'm very pleased. And thank you to the staff and to the whole council for this result. Aye.
Hales.
Good work. Aye.